Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com. This is our 52nd annual Flannel Lee Show, St. Patrick's Day special broadcast. Let's just go to Jackie Kerr, who is the acting president of Rockville Centre St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is actually going to take place on Saturday, the 19th. And the parade kicks off at noon. But let's talk to Jackie for a minute. On this, the 25th anniversary of St. Patrick's Day parades for Rockville Centre here in Long Island.
Yes, our inception for the parade started in March of 1997, and that was the second year I moved into Rockville Center. So we've been there a long time, 25 years, 26 years, and we're very excited for the parade. We are the only parade in New York State, I think, that raises money to donate to three different charities. We're the parade that cares and shares. And we're very excited to start this year off with the parade. We've been fundraising the last year to help raise money for our three different charities, the Rockville Center Breast Cancer Coalition, the Army Ranger Lead the Way, and our Irish charity, which is the Holy Name School of Deaf. So it's been a long, we've been raising our funds since 2020, actually. So it's kicked rolled over, and we've kept the charities from that time because they did not have the opportunity to, as we say, march up Maple Avenue. So we're looking forward to our parade on Saturday, now, the 19th at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, great. And I do want to let you know, or let our listeners know, that over the course of the Rockville Center St. Patrick's Day Parade has indeed raised very significant money for charities. I think you're in excess of $1.3 million. And that, again, is that is a tremendous success right there. Now, tell us about this year's selection as St. Patrick's Day Grand Marshal in Rockville Center.
Oh, that would be our Ellen White. Ellen White is a fabulous woman, fascinating. She's an entrepreneur in our town and a community leader, as to say that is like, there's so many words I can describe that woman. She is our longest running Grand Marshal because she was supposed to be the 2020, and now she's into 2022, and she's been inspirational in trying to help us also raise money for these charities that we have every year, this year in particular. She is looking forward to marching up Maple Avenue with her golden boots. And she actually is the first Grand Marshal that we have that was, her organization was one of our charities, Backyard Players, in 2017. So we saw the work that she did, and we love a community, a person who's involved in the community, someone who gets our word out and our message that we are the parade that cares and shares, and Ellen does that well, as well as working with Backyard Players, her organization, to help children with special needs after they finish high school and college. If they don't go into college, they go into they needed some place to go, and Ellen created that place. So she has a small storefront on, I think it is Long Beach Road in Rockville Center, for the Backyard Players. She helps the children, the young people, get jobs in the area, and she's just a fascinating woman. She just like is so impressive, and we love her. I was so happy to have her as our Grand Marshal this year.
And I do want to let our listeners know that, you know, the development disabilities to bring kids from the end of high school right up to age 21. I think there are very few listeners today, wherever they are throughout the world, who either are related to, parents of, or at least know a lot of people who have to deal with, you know, Down syndrome and the many other areas of disabilities. It is fantastic. It is particularly, you know, poignant for us to point that out today. There is a huge, not only interest, but to have support, again, for those with disabilities, with special needs, is near and dear to our hearts, and we absolutely want to, again, let people know that even those who can't go to the your parade, again, on this Saturday, that if you get onto the website, donations have got to be part of, you know, of the pattern and the, you know, the whole idea of our Irishness. Yes, we do need to point out that in addition to the celebrations, the, you know, yes, charities very, very, very much are in need, particularly at this time. So to get onto your website, Jackie, it's www. Take us the rest of the way.
RVCSt.Patrick.com.
RVC. As in Rockville Center, St. Patrick.
Right. StPatrick.com.
.com. Thank you again to Jackie Kerr. Good luck on Saturday. And with the Rockville Center St. Patrick's Day Parade. And friends, you are listening to Irish Radio Network USA, irishradio.com worldwide.